Good morning, everyone. Could I please request you all to take seats, please? I think it's absolutely fine if you sit the way you are, but if you sit in the middle row, it'll just be easier in various ways. One of the things is this is being recorded, but we're going to start because if you've seen the schedule, you would know that we have a fairly tight schedule today, and we need to really stick to time to be able to fit in all the four components. But may I begin with welcoming all of you. Thank you very much for coming to the first LSE Bangladesh Summit. It's jointly organized by the LSE South Asia Center and the Subira and Malini Chowdhury Center for Bangladesh Studies at the University of California in Berkeley. My name is Nilanjan Sarkar, and I am the Deputy Director of the South Asia Center here at the London School of Economics. Before I say anything more, could I please extend the apologies of our director, Dr. Mukhalika Banerjee, who will join us around lunchtime. As several of you would know otherwise, this is the season for marking scripts, and she is on her last leg today with that. I speak both for myself and for Dr. Sanchita Saxena, who is director of the Subira and Malini Chowdhury Center at Berkeley, and who is sitting here amongst us, to express our profound gratitude to all participants for having made the journey here from near and afar, including those who have been so generous as to come on their own resources because we were functioning on such a tight budget. So thank you very much. Also to the audience, because this is not going to work if we don't have an audience. So thank you very much for coming at 10 o'clock. And you know, we are going to be joined by others through the day. To just go over a few things very quickly, just to give you an idea of the wider framework within which this sits. We, that is the LSE South Asia Center, has been in the process of trying to do a Bangladesh summit for the last couple of years. I've been trying to do that. I've been, well, plotting is the right word, to do it. I came very close to doing it about a couple of years ago in Dhaka, but for various reasons we couldn't go ahead with it. And I am personally, therefore, especially delighted that we are where we are today with this summit. Curating interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary platforms for debate is one of the core missions of the South Asia Center at LSE. And as the list of today's speakers show to you, we invite not just academics and researchers, we invite activists, we invite people from the media, we invite people from the government, people involved in policy, thinking people of all sorts who we think are relevant to the debate. This is part of much else also that we do at the center, and you will find some details of it in our annual report. It's available on our website. And for those of you who are delegates here, there's a print copy of it in your bags, as there is a copy of the 3-year report of the University of California, Berkeley, Subira and Malini Chowdhury Center, which is also available on their website. We're sorry, but as you would understand, we possibly couldn't have distributed a copy to each of you, and our apologies for that. The summit today is in a series of country-focused summits that the South Asia Center has been doing over the last 3 years. We've done summits on India, we've done summits on Pakistan, we've recently done events on Nepal, we do 2 events a year on Sri Lanka, and the Bangladesh summit is in this line of a series of summits that we do. At the heart of these summits is the idea of the center of creating dialogue at multiple levels. In March this year, in fact, we decided to host the first South Asia summit, which was not a country-focused summit, but a region-focused summit, where we looked at a couple of issues that we thought are of importance and relevance to the contemporary countries of the region, and had experts speaking on each of the countries in the region. To give you an example, and without wanting to be provocative at all, one of the topics was, is China South Asia's latest ally? But that's just to give you an idea of the sort of thing that we did. Part of our intention is to take these individual country summits in that direction, towards creating regional dialogues alongside country-specific dialogues. We've, of course, also organized several one-off events on Bangladesh. I'm not going to list those, but I would urge you to look at our website. We have country-specific pages, and you'll find a list of that over there. Having said that, the summit today is the first day-long event on Bangladesh that we are doing. I am also very delighted to say that it marks the fourth year of our existence at LSE. But the summit is not just a platform for debate. We try very hard, we've tried in our earlier summits as well, to make these summits go further. So today, as with all our other events, we have specially appointed rapporteurs, Farha Shahid and Husna Jahan, who will, over the next few months, create from the proceedings today summary working papers that will then be available free on the South Asia Center's website for everyone to download and read. The event today is also being recorded, and a recording will be available in due course. I am especially delighted, and Sanchita, I know, shares my delight in saying that the summit today is the first in a series of Bangladesh summits that we will be doing. I feel very happy to say that the next one will be at the University of California in Berkeley in spring next year. And if we have the support and goodwill of as many people as we can bring together, we earnestly hope that the one in 2020 will be in Dhaka. That is the idea. That was always the idea, to have the summits over there. But since we were unable to do it, so we started with doing it here. We'll do one in California, and then we'll hope to do the next one and future ones in Dhaka. That is really how we have done our other summits. Our other country-focused summits have actually been in those countries, because the whole idea is to get a group of people together in that country of research and have discussions over there. Through these sorts of summits and various other one-off events, I have no doubt that over the next few years, we will be able to achieve what we have set out to do, which is to develop a meaningful, relevant, and integrated research agenda for contemporary Bangladesh. We hope we are able to attract some external funding for this, which will only make things easier so that we can continue to work more rigorously. And towards that end, I look forward very much to today's debate and discussion. Before I stop, a few house rules which are important. It is also a requirement of me to announce. First, may I draw your attention to our Twitter handle and the hashtags which we've had over there. If any of you is tweeting, please do remember to tag us. The Twitter handles also, if these screens go away when there are PowerPoint presentations, they also appear on your program schedules. You should be able to see them. Second, please may I inform all of you that this event has to follow all LSE regulations, rightly so, and the publication of photographs of individuals, while it's very welcome, should not be done without their permission. You are very free to take photographs, but please take them with their permission after the session is over. You can post photographs wherever you want to. We'd be very happy if you did so, but please don't do it without their permission. May I also request you to please switch off your mobile phones, not least because on an earlier event, my own mobile phone was not switched off. And finally, the all-important toilets are outside this theater are, in fact, if you exit from here, they're just to your right across the double doors. There's also a water fountain over there, and it's past what's called the Alumni Theater. The panel discussions today will all follow the same pattern broadly, but within that, there may be variations. Panelists will make initial remarks for about 10 minutes, after which there will be a moderated discussion, as well as a discussion that involves the audience, a Q&A session with the audience. Finally, it is important that I thank some people without whom this would not have been possible, this summit today, and that's why I went into the whole malarkey of telling you how keen we've been to do this. First, Subir and Malini Chaudhary, from whose grant we have received a subvention so that we have been able to put this together, along with grant from LSC. So to Subir and Malini Chaudhary, to Punita Kala, who is program director at UC Berkeley, for having made several things happen quite smoothly at her end. And I don't think it would be entirely out of place to thank Sanchita over here as well, even though she's a co-host, because it is unlikely that either of us have ever had such long phone conversations across the pond with anyone else as Sanchita and I have had in the last few months. There are, as in all academic institutions, very few occasions for us to formally thank our own academic colleagues, but I'm very happy to say that today is one such very pleasant occasion, and I don't want to miss my chance to thank our four experts at LSE on Bangladesh, all of whom are here. Naila has just walked in, and all of whom you will see at different times today. This would not have been possible without them because their support is central. Kasia Paprocki, who will speak immediately after me, from the Department of Geography and Environment, Katie Gardner from the Department of Anthropology, Naila Kabir from the Gender Institute, and David Lewis from the Department of Social Policy. And our very small team at the South Asia Center, our events and communications officers, who would have been in touch with several of your delegates, Mahima Jain and Rebecca Bowers, who are over here, and Shema Bujel, who is the wizard sitting here, who has ensured that all the cogs in this wheel have kept moving over the last several months alongside very much else that we do at the center. I'm now delighted to hand over to Dr. Kasia Paprocki. Kasia joined LSE at the start of this academic year in September 2017 and is currently assistant professor in the Department of Geography and Environment at LSE. Kasia's research expertise is on Bangladesh, and she's currently working on a book project which examines the political ecology of climate change adaptation in coastal Bangladesh. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Niranjan, and to all of you for being here. I'm really, really excited about this series of panels today. Niranjan and Sanchita have put in a lot of work for a really, really exciting series of discussions. And, you know, as I was thinking about the event today, Nyla's going to be so mad at me for talking about this, but I was thinking about this paper that I'm trying to get her to write about the sort of artifice of external intervention in Bangladesh and how it often involves this performance of a civil society that's somehow thought to be built from the outside. And I don't want to scoop her here because hopefully she's going to talk to you about this later, and if she doesn't, you should ask her to. But she's doing some really exciting work on labor and labor organizing post Rana Plaza that I think speaks to these dynamics really directly and in interesting ways. And it occurred to me that what's really exciting about holding a summit like this among people who both work in and are scholars of Bangladesh, and not just people who have done research about Bangladesh, is that they really get this concern. And underlying this is the fact that there's actually a ton of research done about Bangladesh, or even in Bangladesh, on things like development and public health, and now about climate change. And in some sense, it may be one of the most studied places in the world, but actually very little of this research is attentive to a very close situated understanding of the context of the country that we're dealing with here today. And so this means that representations of Bangladesh are quite abundant, but often they're primarily informed by these external understandings of Bangladesh as a zone of crisis or underdevelopment or securitization, which we see in Delaware's work on the border region. And in my own research, my own recent work on climate change, I find largely that these representations of Bangladesh as this kind of dystopic climate space and the dystopic climate future that will sort of swallow it up under the bay have really serious and negative implications for the social life of the country, particularly in the coastal region. I find that these narratives of Bangladesh's dystopic climate future shape the way the country is understood, and they shape the science that's done by external researchers that help us to understand its impacts, and also shape the way that the landscape itself is managed as a result in anticipation of the way that these threats are understood. And so what we see is that these narratives of Bangladesh as this zone of crisis have real material impacts. And one thing that I think is really exciting about what we're doing here today is that the South Asia Center and the collaboration with the Chowdhury Center is really deeply committed to illuminating these sort of non-stereotypical representations of Bangladesh. And I think that this really is our challenge as scholars and activists of Bangladesh, is to think beyond these representations, but also to really confront and interrogate them directly. So we're fortunate to have a really incredible group of scholars and activists with us here today who are in their work really attentive to these particular dynamics of the history, political economy, social and cultural dynamics of the country. And I think that that makes us really uniquely equipped to do this important work. So the problem with the idea of Bangladesh, which we're going to hear about this afternoon, is that it's so often framed from the outside. And I think that it's really critical for Bangladeshis and for scholars of Bangladesh to reclaim this right to think about what the idea of Bangladesh is. And I look forward to doing that work with you all today and also together in the future.